Well, good Tuesday morning, beloved. And we're here again. We're reading from Hosea chapter 8, verses 1 through 14. Again, God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. And this morning, in our lesson, the people have broken their covenant with the Lord and have made idols out of silver and gold. They have rejected the Lord's teaching and will be punished. So let us begin. The Lord says, "Sound the alarm. Enemies are swooping down on my land like eagles. My people have broken the covenant I made with them and have rebelled against my teaching. Even though they call me their God and claim that they are my people and that they know me, they have rejected what is good. Because of this, their enemies will pursue them. My people chose kings, but they did it on their own. They appointed leaders, but without my approval. They took their silver and gold, and they made idols for their own destruction. I hate the gold bull worshipped by the people of the city of Samaria. I am furious with them. How long will it be before they give up their idolatry? An Israelite craftsman made the idol, and it is not a god at all. The gold bull worshipped in Samaria will be smashed to pieces. When they sow the wind, they will reap a storm. A field of grain that does not ripen can never produce any bread. But even if it did, the foreigners would eat it up. Israel has become like any other nation and is as useless as a broken pot. Stubborn as wild donkeys, the people of Israel go their own way. They have gone off to seek the help from Assyria. They have paid other nations to protect them. But now I'm going to gather them together and punish them. Soon they will writhe in pain when the emperor of Assyria oppresses them. The more altars the people of Israel build for removing sin, the more places they have for sinning. I write down countless teachings for the people, but they reject them as strange and foreign. They offer sacrifices to me and eat the meat of the sacrifices, but I, the Lord, am not pleased with them. And now I will remember their sin and punish them for it. I will send them back to Egypt. The people of Israel have built palaces, but they have forgotten their own maker. The people of Judah have built fortified cities, but I will send fire that will burn down their palaces and their cities." Today's key verse is Hosea chapter 6, verse 12, where the Lord says, "I write down countless teachings for the people, but they reject them as strange and foreign." In what ways do you think Israel has demonstrated the rejection of the Lord's teachings? You know, the Bible tells us that God would send his prophets and would warn them of the impending doom should they not turn from their wicked ways. And the Bible tells us that for the most part, Israel and Judah turned a deaf ear to those prophets. And in the more severe cases, because they didn't like the message that God's prophets brought to them, they murdered the prophets rather than listen to the message that would ultimately bring their salvation, but instead their actions sealed their doom. Let us pray. Sovereign God, you are my maker. May I never forget your teachings. Day and day, help me to grow in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we'll be in Hosea chapter 9, verses 1 through 14, as the prophet Hosea announces Israel's punishment. Until then, again, like we said in church, you just let that light so shine before men, let your good works, all right, so shine before men that they see, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and they glorify the Father. Amen. Let your little light shine. We will see you tomorrow.